kicking it. Floorboard feeling, county lines. God, I miss when you were mine.
Summer sun got higher. If we roll from town to town and never shut it down, would you go with me? If we were lost in fields of clover, would we walk even closer until the trip was over? And would it be okay if I didn't know the way? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Let me know if you're really. I love you so, so would you go with me? Would you go with me if we rode the clouds together? Not look down forever. If you were lighter than a feather, oh, and if I set you free, would you go with me? If I gave you my hand, would you take it and make me the happiest man in the world? If I told you my heart couldn't beat one more minute without you, girl, would you accompany me to the edge of the sea? Help me tie up the ends of a dream. I gotta know, would you go with me?
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is waking up behind bars this morning. The hip-hop mogul was arrested in New York City last night after an investigation that's lasted nearly a year. ABC's Aaron Katursky will be in the courtroom today.
Diddy's attorney says we are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution. Federal prosecutors say the charges will be unsealed this morning, but Diddy has been under criminal investigation since his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, accused him in a civil lawsuit of sexual and physical abuse.
Former President Donald Trump speaking out about the latest assassination attempt against him. Trump recounting on X what happened at his golf club in South Florida and praising his Secret Service detail.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. I was with an agent, and the agent did a fantastic job.
Former employees at OceanGate testifying in the Coast Guard's formal investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible, saying they didn't originally know their mission was to even reach the Titanic. This is ABC News. Millions of Americans turning their TVs in for big TV awards.
Shogun.
Shogun's historic night at the Emmys drew an audience of 6.87 million viewers on ABC, according to Nielsen. ABC points out that's a 54% increase over the last show. But that show, delayed by the strike, was an anomaly on a holiday Monday in January. The best comparison would be the last pre-pandemic Emmys in 2019, which was an all-time low audience for the award show at the time, at 6.9 million viewers. This year was about even with that.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood. Home Depot is on the hook for $2 million, the retailer paying up to settle allegations in California that it had been overcharging customers. Several district attorneys said that the Depot was charging shoppers more at the register than the prices were actually on the shelves. And Target is looking for more help for the holidays. More than a month before Halloween, the retailer announcing it will need to add about 100,000 seasonal workers. That's about the same number of workers as last year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, September 21st, at the Fifield Town Hall, the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters are hosting an adults-only movie night. Everything will be kicking off at 5:30 with an incredible lineup of basket raffles, an outstanding 50-50 raffle, and you can't forget about the mouth-watering food. They'll be serving up delectable Fifield grocery hamburgers and offering a variety of adult beverages to keep the party going. Don't miss out on this opportunity to relax and socialize and make memories that will last a lifetime. Once again, that's this Saturday, September 21st at 5:30 over at the Fifield Town Hall for the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters Adults Only Movie Night. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The Packers also lost their quarterback in the opener when Jordan Love was hurt late in that game. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that Love's return will strictly be a medical decision. occasion, and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
A couple local sports notes. The Butternut volleyball team in action last night. They traveled to LCO. The JB team winning 25-17, 19-25, and 15-8. The varsity team winning 25-20, 25-19, and 25-13. Kendra Pritzel and Lizzie Pritzel both led the night with 4 kills apiece. It was Jana Nehring leading with 8 assists, and Kendra Pritzel led with 5 service aces, and they win it last night at LCO. The Shawamigan volleyball team will be in action tonight. The JV and varsity, they will be at home versus Prentice, 5:30 JV, and a 7 o'clock varsity tonight. And the Shawamigan cross-country team will be at the Stratford Invitational. They will start that at 4:30 this afternoon. Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance include with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering $25 rebates on endangered resources license plates. Sales of the plates support Wisconsin's native species in need. Details on how you can participate when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Your Wisconsin DNR is celebrating 30 years of endangered resources license plates by offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through December 31st. Since 1994, sales of endangered resources license plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. One example of how funds are used is the creation and upkeep of the nation's most extensive system of state natural areas, thereby preserving unique geological locations. These sites provide habitat for many of Wisconsin's endangered plant and animal species. The rebate offer is available through December 31st for people who buy new endangered resources license plates or for current plate holders who switch from one plate design to another. Visit the Endangered Resources License Plates webpage at dnr.wisconsin.gov for details. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, windy. We'll have a high near 81, south winds up to 20 miles per hour. Clear tonight with a low around 56. Sunshine, a little breezy for Wednesday, a high near 80. Partly cloudy, 55 for Wednesday night. Sunny and 80 Thursday.
It's 54 right now.
98 Q Country.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line, the joint starts jumping every night.
whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Bootskin Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Stuck out in the woods to do the Bootskin Boogie. Yeah, here we go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go, Bootskin. Oh, Cadillac Blackjack, baby, meet me out back. We're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, Bootskin. Son, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Down and let the stone say, here lies the girl whose only crutch is love. gonna love you till I'm dead.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one!
Hey, y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Hey, y'all, it's Lainey Wilson.
Great station.
98Q Country.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Since I left home, I said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling out. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chaw in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said,
This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great-granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brothers framed that old farmhouse. Every fence post here we put in the ground, ran the barbed wire and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we built it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first. This is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it. This is my dirt. This is where 5 generations have prayed for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
Country music certainly loves dirt, don't we? Certainly. That's Justin Moore with Dirt at 98Q Country. We've got a blood drive going on tomorrow. We'll let you know about up at the Glidden School, the Shawamigan Middle School in Glidden. And this is going on September 18th, which would make that tomorrow from noon until 6. Derek Banks and the crew up there are running the show. And if you would like to donate, show up there from noon to 6. And they certainly will take your blood donation. The need for blood is constant, and only volunteer donors can fulfill this need for patients in our community. So nationwide, someone needs a unit of blood every 2 to 3 seconds, and most of us will need blood in our lifetime. So tomorrow, noon to 6, the Glidden School, Shawamigan Middle School in Glidden, if you can give, please do. Big event going on at Wheelway. We'll be there Friday. It's the fall kickoff sales event. Have you been by there? If your path does not take you by Wheelway, drive by Wheelway in Fifield. They got a lot of cars on the lot. You may have received the fancy schmancy colored flyer in the mail that lists a lot of the cars they have for sale. Not all of them, but some of them. And coupons for oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, tune-ups, all kinds of stuff. And you know what? They sent out, Pete told me this yesterday, they sent out 40,000 flyers, and one of them is worth $20,000 in cash. All right, if you bring it in, you're going to get something. You're going to get at least $5 for coming in. There's a $500, there's a $1,000 out there, there's a $2,500, and there's a $20,000 out there somewhere right now in somebody's mailbox. You might have brought it in, laid it on the counter. You might have put it in the recycling bin. Whatever you did with it, grab it. Take it to Wheelway before end of business day on Monday, and it could be the winner. Could be the winner. If you're in the market for a different vehicle, they've got a great selection on the lot. They do a great job there at Wheelway in Fifield. We'll be there broadcasting live from the big event Friday from 10 until 1. Birthdays. We'll do that next. If you've got somebody celebrating, give us a call at 715-762-3221. We'll get to all of our birthdays and anniversaries after our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is waking up behind bars this morning. The hip-hop mogul was arrested in New York City last night after an investigation that's lasted nearly a year. ABC's Aaron Katursky will be in the courtroom today.
Diddy's attorney says we are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution. Federal prosecutors say the charges will be unsealed this morning, but Diddy has been under criminal investigation since his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, accused him in a civil lawsuit of sexual and physical abuse.
Former President Donald Trump speaking out about the latest assassination attempt against him, Trump recounting on X what happened at his golf club in South Florida and praising his Secret Service detail.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. I was with an agent, and the agent did a fantastic job.
Former employees at OceanGate testifying in the Coast Guard's formal investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible, saying they didn't originally know their mission was to even reach the Titanic. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday, September 21st, at the Park Falls Public Library, there's going to be a Pokemon Club. This is a club for kids, ran by kids, and will go from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. New participants are welcome to join, and there will be card trading allowed. Once again, that's this Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Park Falls Public Library for their Pokemon Club. Thursday, September 19th, the Ogama Public Library will be hosting a memory cafe. This will be at 10:15 in the community room at the Ogama Public Library, and this month's theme is superstitions and folk wisdom that people live by. Once again, that's this Thursday, September 17th at 10:15 a.m. at the Ogama Public Library. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The Packers also lost their quarterback in the opener when Jordan Love was hurt late in that game. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that Love's return will strictly be a medical decision, and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusca with Civic Media Sports.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspyris. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspyris Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, windy. We'll have a high near 81, south winds up to 20 miles per hour. Clear tonight with a low around 56. Sunshine, a little breezy for Wednesday, a high near 80. Partly cloudy, 55 for Wednesday night. Sunny and 80 Thursday.
It's 54 right now.
98Q Country.
All right, let's get to some birthdays here this morning. We've got a happy birthday wish going out to Arlene, Arlene Morrison. Your family wants to wish you a very, very happy birthday, Arlene. If you're celebrating on this 17th day of September, you get to spend your day celebrating with these other celebrities like Mark Brunell, the left-handed quarterback, the three-time Pro Bowler, 54 today, Matthew Settlin. Matthew Settle, the actor from TV's Gossip Girl, is 55. Don't know who that is. We'll skip that one. We'll skip that one. Steve Sanders, the former Oak Ridge Boys band member, passed away at the age of 45 back in 1998. Who else here? Elvira, one of us. She was on the morning show many, many years back. When Halloween rolled around, Elvira would show up in liquor store displays and standees or whatever it may be. Cassandra Peterson, her real name, Elvira, not the Oak Ridge Boys, Oom Papa Mau Mau Elvira, but the Halloween Elvira, 73 today. John Ritter, the son of actor and singer Tex Ritter, best known for Three's Company, and did many other things too, but that's kind of his signature. Signature event, 1948, John Ritter was born, passed in 03. David Souter, the Supreme Court Justice, retired in 09, is 85 today. Anne Bancroft, Oscar's 1963 Best Actress winner for The Miracle Worker, was nominated for the award four more times also. Anne Bancroft, born on this day, 1931, passed in 05. Roddy McDowell, the Englishman, started acting as a child in the 1930s, had a prolific career in film and on TV, but probably is best known, of course, for Planet of the Apes. Sometimes it's cruel where a celebrity career will take you. Roddy McDowell, born on this day, 1928, passed in 1998. And Hank Williams, the original, the hard-living country legend, died at the age of 29 of a heart attack in the back seat of a Cadillac car somewhere between Knoxville, Tennessee, and Oak Hill, West Virginia. Hank, the original, Hank Sr., born on this day, 1923, passed back in 1953. We'll talk a little bit about your money. Matthew Krieger will join us from Pioneer Financial Consultants just ahead. And the Coaches Show, talking Shawamigan and Phillips football after 9 o'clock on 98Q.
8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still at home. All my girls just keep on blowing up my phone, saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you gotta do to forget his name. Now there's only one thing left for me.
Q Country. More text to win chances coming up later this morning. Keep it right here. Time to talk a little bit about your money, though, this morning. I'll get your attention here. We've got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Good morning to you, Matt. All right. Hang on just a second, Matt. I'm going to say this again. Good morning to you, Matt. How you doing?
Good. How about you, Joel?
All right. Hit the wrong button there again.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know if you heard the news, Matt, but winter's been canceled. We're just going to continue with this right through Christmas, Valentine's Day, the whole thing. So.
Hey, that would be all right. Yeah. You know, it's maybe a little warm, but that's all right. I'll take it.
Yeah. This is crazy. The leaves out there don't even know what to do. They don't even know how to change. They're like, we're ready to change, but they're not.
Right. Yeah. They're confused as well. Yeah. I know. You can still go out on the boat, on the pontoon, or whatever. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah. We'll take it. All right. Well, September is National Life Insurance Month. Awareness of that. So we're going to talk a little life insurance today, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Like you said, Joel, September is Life Insurance Awareness Month. So I figured we should certainly talk about life insurance as people. There's a lot of different options out there. So I want to talk about those different options and, you know, how you can decide how much life insurance you actually need.
All right. Let's cover the different options. Let's dig in here.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so while you should enjoy everything life has to offer, it's important to plan for what happens if something unexpected happens to you. If you have dependents, which are people who rely on you, so typically that would be children or minors that you're in charge of, or spouses, you probably need a life insurance policy. But choosing the right life insurance policy for your family can be challenging, as there's many different options out there. So today, as I mentioned, we'll want to cover the different types of life insurance and how to calculate how much life insurance you need.
All right.
So to choose a life insurance policy, you first need to identify which type of life insurance you need. There are two general types of life insurance to consider: term and permanent. So today I want to start with term life insurance. And so term life insurance provides temporary coverage for a fixed period of time. Typically that lasts between 10 and 30 years. If you pass away while the policy is in effect, your beneficiaries will receive a payout. If you outlive the policy, the policy's expiration, you won't receive any money from your life insurance company.
Okay.
So with that, Joel, there's that time frame of, like I said, between 10 and 30 years, and that's of your choosing when you apply for the policy. So typically, you know, let's say, Joel, you have a child at home who's 2 years old, you probably have a little bit longer time horizon that they're going to be depending on your income, right?
Right.
And so with that, we're going to need a longer life insurance policy, whether that's 20 or 30 years or anywhere in between. But once that time frame is up, that policy then ends.
Okay.
Term life insurance is designed to provide money for your dependents when they need it most, during your income earning, child rearing, college saving, mortgage paying years. Though term insurance doesn't provide a permanent death benefit, it's sufficient for most people's needs, and it costs significantly less than permanent life insurance.
All right.
Then we have permanent life insurance. And unlike term life insurance, permanent life insurance is designed to last a lifetime and provide a death benefit for your beneficiaries no matter when you pass away, with the caveat, of course, that your premiums are paid. There are a few different types of permanent life insurance, but most have cash value element that can be withdrawn from or borrowed against while you're still alive. So you have some flexibility there. Some of the main types of permanent insurance include whole life insurance. And whole life insurance has fixed premiums and a guaranteed death benefit. Whole life insurance can cost up to 10 times the premium for a term policy with the same death benefit. So it certainly is much more expensive. It's best for individuals with lifelong dependents or estate planning needs. The second type of permanent life insurance is universal life insurance. And universal life insurance features flexible premiums and an adjustable death benefit, along with an interest earning cash value component. It's similar to whole life insurance, but has fewer guarantees and is best for people who need more flexibility. Variable life insurance and equity index life insurance are usually types of universal life insurance as well. In both, your cash value fluctuates according to market performance.
Okay.
And lastly, final expense insurance, also known as burial insurance. Final expense insurance is a type of whole life policy with a small death benefit, and that death benefit is usually $40,000 or less. It's designed for older people with health issues and doesn't require a medical exam. It's to, you know, used to pay those final expenses.
Yeah. Well, there's many different options as you're providing there, but I guess the big thing is for people to, number one, Matt, determine why am I getting life insurance? What is the purpose? Who is it intended for? And that kind of leads us down the road to which one fits in, right?
Right, exactly. And getting to figuring out, like you said, your needs and what those needs are. And of course, the price of life insurance certainly is another aspect that we have to take into consideration, and what you want that, like you said, that death benefit for. Absolutely.
Yeah, because it depends on if you have children at home, if your wife's working, when you collect Social Security, whatever it may be. But it, like you mentioned earlier, it can also be an investment tool also, because there's that option too, where the money does, the policy does have cash value, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are, in those permanent life insurance policies, there are that cash value that certainly at times can be used for an investment, and you know, you have access to those funds then as well.
Yeah. Like we've said before, Matt, I guess people just need to ask themselves, okay, what happens if I'm not here tomorrow? What happens to my wife? What happens to my kids? What happens? What am I leaving behind? What situation am I leaving them in? That's part of the discussion you'd have with them right away, right?
Right, exactly. And that helps determine, you know, how much coverage you need. You know, like you said, what happens tomorrow? What would happen as far as my income? Would my spouse and kids be able to collect any type of Social Security, a death benefit, or any sort of retirement accounts that person has, and figuring out that need basically from that.
Yeah, because I mean, if a person's in a situation where their house is paid off and maybe they have very few expenses, you know, maybe they don't need as much. But then again, if it's on the flip side, you know, you hate to leave behind a financial burden for your loved ones, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And kind of like you said there with the mortgage payment, for example, the goal is to work your way out of life insurance, you know, at some point in your life, of course. But that depends on each person as well. Some people want to leave a life insurance policy to their loved ones. And so that's where every person and every situation is just a little bit different.
Yeah. Like anything else, Matt, it's not simple. So it's nice to have someone like you. Listeners, you should be comforted to know that you can sit down at a table right across from Matt and you can figure out which one works best for you. You don't have to Google and take notes and compare. You can just sit down with you, Matt, and figure it out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And figure out what the best policy or life insurance type is best for you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Pioneer-financial.net. I got that. Do I have that right? Okay.
That is correct.
I lost my note here. They can get you in Medford, Phillips, and Hawkins. They can sit down at a table for your initial consultation. And what's a good way for them to get a hold of you there, Matt?
Yeah. Our phone number is 748-3231. We also have on our website that you mentioned earlier, www.pioneer-financial.net. There is a tool on there that you can send us a message right on there as well.
All right. Yeah. Take care of it today. There is a sense of comfort just in knowing that if something would happen, that your loved ones are taken care of. And it's kind of a nice way to show your loved ones that you're respecting them and taking the time to do that. It's a couple different ways to feel good about it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. And I think there's a sense of relief once you have that in place. You know, it's something that I think a lot of people think about, but don't always get taken care of, but once it's set up, I think there's a sense of relief that, hey, if something happens to me, my loved ones will be taken care of.
Yeah, and there's options in there too where it's not that expensive. If your budget is tight, you can do it pretty cheap if you want to, right, Matt?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I mentioned, the term policies are certainly much more affordable and certainly can make that fit your budget.
You bet. All right, Matt, some good information today. Thank you so much. We will chat with you again next Tuesday. All right.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at this time to talk about various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Check it out!
At the bonfire. The parking lot. Party. Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever!
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. I'm gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step. And I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I shed the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain and so much darkness, this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, and so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.